update.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Environmental group Green Connection has urged the government to prioritise economic growth in the sector with a critical focus on ocean-related activities. Today is Environment and Oceans Day. Liz McDade is the strategic lead at Green Connection.
We have over 3,000 kilometres of coastline in South Africa with thousands of families that depend on it for their livelihoods. We need to protect that ocean to ensure their livelihoods into the future. South African government needs to uphold the constitution to ensure that our heritage and our environment is protected for future generations.
Kidnappings continue to be on the rise in Gauteng. Provincial Police Commissioner Tommy Mtombeni says over 2,300 cases were reported between January and March. It's an increase of nearly 16%. Mtombeni says they have arrested 88 suspects linked to 62 cases of kidnapping and rescued 77 victims during the period under review.
Hijacking and attempts. We have 1,338 cases. Robbery related 356, ransom demanded 144. We are of course working closely together with our stakeholders to combat the kidnapping syndicate operating within the province.
Two suspects are expected to appear in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court today in connection with the murder of IFP MP Katamabala Sithole. He was gunned down during a community meeting at a hostel in Katlehong on Gauteng's East Rand last week. Gauteng police spokesperson Mavela Masondo says more arrests are expected.
On Monday, the 2nd of June 2025, a team brought in three people for questioning. Two of them, aged 30 and 32, were linked to the incident, while the third person was released.
Sithole's memorial service is being held in Germiston this afternoon. And U.S. Defense Chief Pete Hegseth has pushed NATO to agree a deal on increasing military spending. President Donald Trump has demanded that alliance members boost defense budget to 5% of their GDP at a summit in the Netherlands later this month. NATO Chief Mark Rutte has put forward a compromise agreement of 3.5% of GDP on core military spending by 2032 and 1.5% on broad security-related areas such as infrastructure. Several diplomats say Rutte looks on track to secure the deal for the summit, but a few allies are still hesitant about committing to such levels of spending. Most vocal in its reluctance is Spain, which is only set to reach NATO's current target of 2% of GDP by the end of this year. The top story, environmental group The Green Connection has urged the government to prioritise economic growth in the sector with a critical focus on ocean-related activities. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.